This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we know that 24 is wrapping up very quickly if it hasn't already wrapped up on your farm, and we're already making plans for 2025. And, of course, that comes down to the lessons we've learned this year. And we'll have a featured conversation with our folks from DeKalb Asgrow right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association is proud to celebrate 60 years of moving our industry forward.
In today's feature conversation, DeKalb Asgrow agronomist Rich Judge joins us to talk about what he saw in northern Iowa.
Boy, this fall's harvest outside of, with the lack of rain, just the speed that people were able to go through that crop was kind of astonishing. One thing we did see at the end of the year, though, is some grain that got awfully dry. It was oftentimes beans were well under 13%, like 8 or 9, and some corn even got down below 15%, some of the driest I'd ever seen come straight out of the field in the 11s even.
Obviously, technology, hybrids, all that plays into effect. And maybe talk about some of the products and how they perform this year.
We always encourage people to kind of build that package, get a mix, because you don't know what next year will bring. And two corn hybrids that really stepped up this year were the DKC 10228 and DKC 5626. Both of them have pretty good yield potential, but they are very good on the drought tolerance. And when they were faced this year with such a dry finish, they really stepped up and made a difference. One thing I noticed distinctly was the Dolero applications, or Dolero Complete. Those made right around tassel timing certainly made a difference in how well that corn plant stayed together, the ease of harvest, and very late September, early October, from sprayed areas to unsprayed areas, I could definitely see a difference in how much tar spot was able to climb on that plant late in the season. I don't think it caused much yield damage this year at all, but definitely change the amount of inoculum that will be in certain fields coming into next year.
But what kind of things can farmers learn from this year to help them better prepare for next year?
Well, I think if nothing else, just the wide range of conditions as far as spreading that risk and making sure you've got a package that spreads out the genetics and maturities is key. But we also can't forget disease and insect risk. We really didn't have the weather for the corn rootworm larva to impact us like it had in the past. And we had a drier grain fill, so the amount of disease that was able to take hold somewhat got slowed down. Those things are not extinct, so we got to keep them in mind for next year. And one thing I noticed, I think we got to plan for some pretty decent weed pressure. Both corn and soybean fields alike, it seemed like we had, you know, some misses, particularly water hemp, small underneath the canopy. So corn side of things, you may want to think about maybe stronger residual product like a Tri-Volt, making sure you're mixing up modes of action on the backside with a Diflex Duo. On the soybean side, I think leave yourself open for different choices as far as mode of action and start there with a strong pre-product for best results, because I just see a lot of water hemp seed on the ground right now. So I think it's going to be a problem.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.